Boss Tips Podcast, episode 295. Today, I want to share a quick boss tip on how to make career progress in the new year. After a year like 2020, I know so many of us are a little hesitant to set ambitious goals for the new year, especially when it comes to navigating career growth in a still kind of uncertain economy, still very much of a depressed economy and a recovering economy. It can be scary to dream big. That's why today I am officially rolling out the first part of a four-part Get Your Shit Together series so that we can refocus on that which is in our power to control, our own thoughts, actions, behaviors, intentions, and plans for the year ahead. So while none of us can predict perfectly what surprises, challenges, twists, and turns this new year will hold for us, we can still set ourselves up to make progress on our own terms. So today, let's start by breaking down how to make career progress this year, especially if you're feeling unsure, unclear, or unable to think long-term right now. So first, I want you to find the feeling. Historically, I would encourage folks to refine a more clear end state goal, a compelling vision of exactly what you're striving towards. For example, I would say to close your eyes and envision jumping for joy as you accept that new dream job offer, or holding the book that you want to write in your hands with pride, or leading your first big team meeting after stepping up into that new promotion. But this year feels a little different. Many of us either aren't clear on the outcome that we're hoping for, or we're feeling a little daunted by the chronic uncertainty that we've been navigating for some time now. So instead of a clear end state goal, let's focus instead on how you want to feel at work. Which of these feeling words are calling to you? I want to feel ambitious, growing, and challenged. I want to feel respected, capable, strong. I want to feel calm, serene, at peace. I want to feel joyful, excited, engaged. And if you're not sure how you want to feel, create some time and space to journal, to self-explore, or talk it out with a friend or loved one who you trust. Remember, there are no right answers. This is really just about getting in touch with your own internal compass and figuring out what feels right for you right now. Once you've got a feeling state intention, then you can begin making choices, both big and small, that better align your day-to-day life with how you'd like to feel. Second, I want you to focus on what you can control, what you personally can control, the choices that you have to make. Writer and activist Alice Walker famously said, quote, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any," end quote. So let's reclaim our power in big ways and small. Here's a couple of examples. Are you feeling stuck in a dysfunctional, chaotic workplace? Well, you can't control how your colleagues or customers choose to treat you, but you can control how you respond. And you can choose how to spend your free time focusing on your job search strategy instead of trying to make things work where you are. Here's another. Does your supervisor have an unclear vision for your role and your growth potential at the company? Well, you can't control what they see for your future per se, but you can take responsibility for crafting your own growth plan, really seeking out professional and personal development, clarifying what it is you want to learn and how you're going to make it happen. And finally, if you're not sure what you want out of your career, well, you might not be able to wave a magic wand and instantly make your doubts, fears, and ambivalence vanish, but you can choose to seek support. You can choose to spend 5 minutes a day meditating on your deepest career desires. You can choose to use a journal or a paper planner to map out your goals and reflections, or you can choose to join a community and ask for help. You can't control what obstacles are going to be in your path this year, but only you can choose how you'll respond to them. Tip number three is to make your goals this year manageable. If you're afraid of failure, it can be tempting to just not set any goals at all. And who amongst us isn't afraid of failure? our self-preservation instincts kick in and they tell us, don't aim too high. Don't strive too loudly. God forbid we should let ourselves or others down by not achieving what we set out to. I totally get that. But there's a middle path forward between setting super highly ambitious career goals and setting none at all. I was reading my latest Sunday New York Times this week and stumbled upon a great article by Christina Caron in the New York Times titled, This Year, Try Downsizing Your Resolutions. In it, she shared that experts agree, quote, writing out one or two specific, small, and attainable goals can help develop confidence and a sense of pride, improving your well-being, end quote. In fact, setting the bar a little lower this year means you'll more swiftly experience a little motivational boost and maybe even a nice little dopamine hit when you make some boss moves. Scholar Teresa Amabile calls it the progress principle. And essentially, she found that the mere sensation of forward momentum is inherently motivating. So go ahead and set some goals for sure, but consider lowering the bar and just making this extra realistic this year to avoid the pitfalls of aspirational planning, which just set you up to feel chronically behind. And step number four, make time to make a plan. As the saying goes, a dream without a plan is just a wish. And while wishes are great and dreams are great, we need to focus on setting manageable goals and setting a plan for actually achieving them. So once you've taken the other steps, you've created space to find the feeling, you've focused on what you can control, you've set manageable goals for your career this year, now it's time to sit down and make a plan. If you stop at the visioning part, which way too many vision board fans might unintentionally encourage you to do, you'll miss the critical next step of breaking your big goals down into smaller incremental steps and then forecasting exactly when you'll make time to make progress. I've ranted about why I hate vision boards on the podcast before, but in case you need a reminder, there's a 2011 study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology that's just one of many studies that found faults in over-focusing on your vision alone, your end goal alone. It turns out that fantasizing about your idealized future, like cutting and pasting a vision board together, actually decreases the likelihood that you will put in the effort of making it a reality. In effect, your brain tricks you into feeling like you've already achieved it, and then you just sit back and wait for it to manifest. That's not helpful. That sort of leaves you feeling like a passenger in your own life instead of behind the driving wheel or the steering wheel and the driver's seat. I'm mixing metaphors, but you get it, right? Now, our science-backed Life Tracker Planner is designed specifically to help you break your big goals down into an action plan. And we do have a few left if you're looking to snag one for 2021. But truly, regardless of what tools you use or if you use any tools, remember this. You should spend as much time, if not significantly more, figuring out your plan as much as you figure out what goals it is that you're striving towards. So if you still feel unclear about what the heck you want out of your career this year, sure, spend time focusing on that. Spend time exploring that. Spend time figuring out and sort of following the feeling there. But make sure you spend just as much time on the planning part. The planning process is what's going to help you stay realistic about your own expectations of yourself. You're more likely to see obstacles in your path and take steps to avoid them instead of blindly rushing into pursuing a goal without really thinking through what you might need to learn and whose help you might need to ask for and what challenges you might face. So to avoid burning out or giving up on resolutions, which are often abandoned just a few days into the new year, let's be realistic and set ourselves up for sustainable success this year by focusing on the plan. I believe we can do this. I believe in us, boss. I believe in your capacity to find your path forward. So together, let's proceed with calm confidence in our abilities to make progress in our careers this year. And if you're looking for support and accountability in achieving your career dreams, make sure to join our Courage community on Facebook, where literally thousands of women from across the globe come together to lift as we climb, as the motto from America's first Black Women's Association goes. So I encourage you to seek out the support you need and making your career progress a priority this year. This is just part one, as I mentioned at the top, of a new four-part series that I am continuing next week, our Get Your Shit Together series. Next week's post and podcast will be all about job search trends for landing a new job in 2021 and how to get together and how to get it moving and how to get some momentum going. So stay tuned. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, or go to bossedup.org and subscribe to our email newsletter there right now if you haven't, so you'll always stay in the know and you'll never miss an episode. Let's move forward together with calm confidence this year. And I'm confident that together we can continue to lift as we climb and make progress on our own terms.